2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The Jurassic Park movies. Do they end with the dinosaurs giving little kids horsey rides? No, they do not. Every one of those movies features razor-sharp claw marks etched in blood, giant jaws ripping apart human torsos, and airborne pterodactyl assaults. And now, a brand new genetics company is planning to use its test tubes to stir up a massive prehistoric creature extinct for 800,000 years. What could go wrong? The company is called Colossal, and the New York Times reports their goal is to reanimate the woolly mammoth. A 6-ton elephant with a giant skull, massive tusks, and a shaggy dog haircut. They plan to tinker with elephant DNA and add the hair, the layers of fat, and other mammoth features. Then they'll implant the embryos in a fake elephant uterus that'll hold the unborn baby for 2 years till it's 200 pounds, and then it'll be born into a world where it has no mother. Kind of cruel. As you know, if you've ever been to the Hogle Zoo, elephants are very tight with their moms as they grow up. So why is Colossal doing this? Well, because they can, and because they have $15 million to burn. They want to introduce the beasts into Siberia, where they say it might help repair the climate-damaged tundra. Theoretically, these motherless behemoths would eat moss and create fertilizer, thereby reducing carbon emissions. But once again, I ask, what could go wrong? I mean, just one misplaced strand of DNA, and we could have Jurassic Park 6, Furry Mess in the Frost. But this one will be a documentary.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.